This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وعلى من بعث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I'm your brother Abu Salam, speaking to you live from Mina. So we came back from Muzdalifah this morning. We actually ended up praying Fajr in the tents of Mina. And now we are going towards the Jamarat to stone at the Jamarat. So we're already on our way. We're going to be stoning at the Jamarat, inshallah ta'ala. You can see over there in the distance, you can see the bridge of the Jamarat, where there are multiple layers, multiple levels where you can go to stone the Jamarat. So we're kind of following the crowd at the moment because to see which level they're going to allow us to stone on. You can see over here. Okay, so alhamdulillah, it's like normally this would be really, really crowded on a normal Hajj, especially this time. Alhamdulillah, it's quite empty compared to normal. So yeah, we're just making our way towards the Jamarat. Now on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, which is Yawm al-Nahar, which is today, of course what happens is that we only stone the Jamarat al-Aqaba, which is the largest Jamarat. And you stone it seven times. Then tomorrow, which is the 11th and the 12th, and for those who are remaining up to the 13th, they will stone all three Jamarats, the small, the middle, and the large. And they make dua. We make dua after the first and the second Jamarats only. We don't make dua after the large, Jamarat. So today, we won't be making dua after the large, because we're only stoning the large Jamarat. And yeah, so we don't make dua after that today. Alhamdulillah, it's been really amazing. This Hajj has been absolutely phenomenal. Allahumma barik, mashallah. Obviously, there's only 60,000 people, which is less than the number of people that were doing Hajj at the time of the Prophet at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time. There were 100,000 people doing Hajj in Hajjat al-Wada, the final Hajj. Whereas here we only have 60,000. You can see these tents here are empty. The ones that are right next to Jamarat, they seem to be empty. Oh, there are some people in there. There are people inside. So we're going to be going into that structure there, you can see. In that structure, inshallah, we'll be throwing the Jamarat, the stones, seven stones, saying Bismillahi Allahu Akbar, and throwing each one. And it doesn't matter if the stone actually hits the Jamarat. The main thing is it needs to go into the pool, into the hold or the pool that surrounds the Jamarat, because it's like a funnel. All the stones end up in the middle, at the bottom anyway. And some people at the Jamarat, they do some really strange things. Like, I remember very often you get people throwing their sandals, their slippers, their shoes. They think that the shaitan is the Jamarat, but that's not the case. The shaitan is humiliated. Okay, the shaitan is actually humiliated seeing this great sight. But the Jamarat itself is not the shaitan, of course. So that is a misconception among a lot of people. So I'm walking to the Jamarat now. Inshallah, if once I get there, I'll try and stream another video. Assalamu alaikum. I'm your brother Abu Abdus Salam, speaking to you live from Mina on the way to the Jamarat.